Some boys like to hunt and fish, and some like to sail the sea. I'd take up photography to build a dark room for you and me as my hobby. I want you for my hobby. After work, I need something to do.
January is National Hobby Month, and here at the Bryant Park Project, we've decided to celebrate by looking at those hobbies that are, well, a little bit out of the ordinary. We're not talking about building model cars or collecting stamps. We're talking about extreme hobbies. Today, we kick off our series with...
It's a great $100,000 dream home sweepstakes.
Yes, folks, sweepstaking.
During the next half hour, one of these semi-finalists will open the door to fabulous prizes and their very own dream home.
Golf claps.
You may not realize it, but as you sit in your mother's basement alphabetizing your comics and mounting your most recent Dungeons & Dragons campaign, upstanding citizens across America are gathering in clubs to compare contest strategies and brag about their most recent bounties, everything from a t-shirt to a cruise vacation. Sweepers, as they call themselves, share contest advice, spend time decorating envelopes, and talking about the amazing prizes they've won. Lois Kramer has been sweepstaking for 35 years. She's a longtime member of the Big Apple Sweepers, a New York-based sweepstaking club. Lois, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. So when did you start sweepstaking?
I started about 35 years ago.
And is that the right term, sweepstaking? That's a verb?
Well, that's what we call it. You know, that's an insider way of calling sweepstakes, hobby.
If ginormous can make it into the dictionary, I'm sure we can get sweepstaking in there.
Right.
What appeals to you so much about sweepstaking over, say, you know, Dungeons & Dragons or crocheting?
Besides winning nice things.
Nice things
whatever,
are nice.
Made a lot of friends. It's just a hobby of trying to win unusual things that you could never buy.
And Lois, how much time a week do you spend on sweepstaking?
I think about 20 hours a week.
Does any money go into it?
Yes, some money goes into it. Quite a bit of money, but like any hobby, it costs to have a hobby.
This is true. If you were making model planes, you would need to buy glue and kits and... paint and propellers and things. So what prizes, can you tell us about the prizes you've won? What's the craziest thing you've won?
Well, I wouldn't say crazy. I would say an unusual one would be a Wurlitzer jukebox.
A jukebox?
Yeah, a CD player. Wurlitzer CD jukebox.
How'd you get your hands on that?
Well, a local Sam Goody, when they were in business, it's about 10 years ago, had a local contest, and you had to go to one of their stores and pick up their entry blanks and mail it into a radio station. And that's what I did, and I was the lucky person who was picked.
Now, you said the lucky person. Do you think it's luck, or is there skill in this hobby, Lois?
No, there's a skill. Persistence and postage. That's how
the three principles. SPP.
That's the money, where we spend the money. And you can't win every sweepstakes or contest, and you just got to keep trying, and one day you'll win something. Usually you win small things, but then you win that grand prize that you want, and you get so excited, and it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling.
Lois, has the internet changed the sweepstaking game at all?
Unfortunately, yes, for some sweepstakers, and fortunately, yes, for others. Since the internet came about and sweepstakes can now be entered by the internet, it doesn't cost any postage. More people know about these sweepstakes and contests, and so they're entering the sweepstakes. And now it's not just postage. You can enter quite a few sweepstakes by telephone, by internet, by postage, which is the writing in.
Sounds like you've
and
got
And now texting.
Texting.
Yeah, that's what some of them are doing. You know, text your name or telephone number in. So it's going out to a wide variety of people.
Now, Lois, not to be too personal about your finances and all, but do you get taxed on these things like that fancy jukebox you won?
Yes, that's one of the downsizes, but still, you know, it's still something. If you want something, it's fine. Anything over $600, usually the sponsor sends you what is called a 1099 form.
Ah, familiar with it. I know.
Which is extra income, and they send it to you.
They always find you, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? But it's okay. You save your receipts on your expenses, like your postage, your envelopes, your papers, your, and you can offset the prize value by claiming what your expenses have been, so you can lower it.
So you figured this. You figured it all out. So Lois, before we let you go, are you going to do any sweepstakes today?
Yes, I am. Tonight, as I watch TV, I like to do it.
Lois Kramer, longtime sweeper, member of the Big Apple Sweepers, a New York-based sweepstaking club. Thank you, Lois.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a good day. Thank you.
I take up photography to build a dark room for you and me as my hobby. I want you for my hobby. After work, I need something to do.